Scott and turn around and look at me on monitor.
For 1969, Ford presents the going thing.
Ford, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing.
Ford for 1969. Where the track is wide as Cadillac, a longer wheelbase than Chevrolet, and more car than anything you've ever seen before at a Ford price.
Ford, filled with better ideas. They move that Ford gives you better ideas.
Try this better idea. Ford's front room, a coved instrument panel with all controls in front of the driver and nothing but room for passengers. At your Ford dealers, the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
Ford gets you better ideas. Ford gets you better ideas.
I'm Gene Rayburn here on the sidelines. Marilyn May sings the first song. It's The Preacher.
There was a preacher in Dixie. He had this to say. If you will work hard on weekdays, weekends you can play. To prove just what he was saying, every Sunday morn, the preacher played in vain and played up on his favorite horn. The people loved all his music until a stranger said, you better stop all your playing, start praying now instead. The preacher put down his horn and led them all in prayer. And on that sunny Sunday morn, their voices filled the air. They finished their praying, the people looked around, but it appeared that the stranger was nowhere to be found. And when they saw a stream of light from way up high, the congregation clearly heard a trumpet in the sky.
Yeah.
preacher picked up his horn and gave a joyous yell. We're coming now to play with you. We're coming, Gabriel. We're coming, Gabriel. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hallelujah, Gabriel.
Letitia Baldridge will be interviewed by Marilyn Vandeber in 1 minute, but first this word about carpet certified 501 by DuPont.
And now 501 faces floors. Yesterday, Marge Newlywed visited her former roommate, Alice Affluent, at her swank, palatial home.
Marge, darling, welcome to my swank, palatial home.
Oh, how swank. And what fascinating decor.
Oh, my rich and handsome husband, Lance, calls it the hunt room.
Oh. Who'd have ever thought of carpeting the saddles?
Well, Lance is simply wild about carpets certified 501 by DuPont. Their pile of 100% nylon, their tested pile weight, backing strength.
It must have cost a fortune.
Peanuts, my dear. Lance says even ordinary people can afford 501 certified carpet.
And so Marge finds that immensely durable carpet certified 501 can find happiness even on horseback. Tune in again tomorrow for 501 Faces Floors.
This is Marilyn Vandeber. My guest, Letitia Baldridge, worked as social secretary at the American embassies in Paris and Rome and as social secretary to Jacqueline Kennedy during the White House years. Miss Baldridge, from your autobiography of Diamonds and Diplomats, the sentence under the title says, an autobiography of a happy life. And yet, as I read, I found that the happy life also had many disastrous and traumatic moments. Was there one particular incident that may come to mind that was particularly embarrassing or difficult?
One night, I remember at the White House, we had 140 people coming for dinner. A senator had regretted the dinner, a ranking senator, and then he showed up at the White House at dinner time. His secretary had forgotten to call and say that he was coming after all. It meant reseating 140 people because he was about fourth in rank at the dinner. And as the guests were coming in, the chief of state and his wife and President and Mrs. Kennedy were walking into the dining room. There we were, flying around the table like a bunch of witches on our brooms, changing all the place cards. It was that kind of thing really makes you lose your cool.
The life of a social secretary sounds like any girl's dream. How does a girl go about getting a job like this?
Well, it never entered my head I would end up being one, Marilyn, but I finished Vassar College, and then I had a little graduate work at the University of Geneva and got my French down pat, and then I came back to America and found I was unemployable because I had no real skill. So I went back to secretarial school, and I went whizzed through in 3 months, and then I was, a French-speaking secretary with a college degree, so that's how I ended up as a social secretary in Paris.
So many of our girls in college now, particularly, are graduating without any specific skills. If you had to do your education over again, would you do it differently?
I would have taken the secretarial work during my high school years, because no matter what field you enter, if you enter in through the secretarial door and you end up in the front office, then you're on your own and any girl can make her own career. It's a wonderful way to open the door.
You've had such an extraordinary life. I'm sure that your career in the Foreign Service was a very rewarding one. Do you feel that this would be one that would be particularly rewarding for young people, for instance?
I wish more people would really enter college with Foreign Service as a career ahead of them, because you have to train for it. You have to take special courses in languages, foreign languages, history, economics. The United States government needs the cream of the crop of our young people to enter the Foreign Service. It's a core of the most dedicated, devoted government servants I've ever seen.
There are so many young people now who want to make a meaningful contribution, and this is an area in which they can
do it. Yes, it is, and if they would just start thinking about it in high school and then take the proper courses in college, because it's too late when you have a college degree and you've majored in biology or something and then suddenly decide you want to serve our country abroad. You have to take the proper amount of international training ahead of time.
Well, it's been so interesting talking with you. My guest has been Letitia Baldridge. And you can learn more about her happy life as a social secretary in her autobiography of Diamonds and Diplomats. This is Marilyn Vandeber for Monitor.
Yes, now let's go back to the DuPont Radio Playhouse.
And now, 501 faces floors. Today, Marge and Harry, newlywed, have their first fight. We join them as...
Harry, I can't stand it.
Well, sit down, then.
I want a carpet certified 501 by DuPont right now.
Marge, it's Sunday.
And Marge tells Harry how durable, practical, and inexpensive carpet certified 501 are. Listen tomorrow as Marge says...
Hello, Mother.
Confucius also say at 17 minutes past hour, you are the monitor.
Lincoln. My name is Raymond S. Alexander. I am Assistant Commissioner of the New York City Health Department, and my responsibility is to administer the city Medicaid program for the health department. I have an important message for all families who are no longer enrolled in Medicaid. Over 290,000 children in New York City have been dropped from the Medicaid program because of a change in the New York state law. Under the law, parents must reapply under certain conditions. Many of the children may be eligible for a full range of health benefits that include complete medical care, dental care, eyeglasses, prescription drugs, and other vital health services. Children need regular and proper health care to maintain good work in school and to ensure their future success in life. We urge you to protect the health of your children by reapplying for Medicaid. A Medicaid application will be sent to your home if you telephone 594-3050. That's 594-3050. Thank you.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Now, here's a new one by the Mills Brothers. Boy, they go on being good forever, don't they? This one is That Old Racetrack.
Say, will you lend me a fiver, Jack? I know today I could win it all back. I only need me one more crack at the old racetrack. And I've been living in a rundown shack, and though my future is looking bright, it won't be long till I win it all back at the old racetrack. Jack, I know someday I will pay you back. I only need me one more crack at the old racetrack.
Dynamic duo of the Harlem Globetrotters, next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Brock Yates, senior editor of Car and Driver magazine. As part of my job, I cover most of the major automobile races, from Riverside, California, to the Daytona 500 in Florida. And one thing you notice time after time is that the cars in first-class condition are the ones that wind up in front. So you start to pay attention to all the people who keep these cars running right. The pit crews, the mechanics, all the guys who help bring home a winner. And a lot of this rubs off. You start to take more of an interest in your own car to see that it's kept in top condition. That's why I'm so pleased with what I see at my Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers. It's called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. All it means is that they treat everything right, both you and your car. They're real pros, with the right tools, the right mechanics, and the right parts to keep your car in showroom condition. So if you care about your car, why not take it to your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer? They care, too, with Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation.
The Harlem Globetrotters come to New York for the first time in 7 years on Thursday. En route, two members of the troupe stopped off to talk with Monitor reporter Joe Pellegrino in Washington.
Well, Meadowlark Lemon, you being, one of the main attractions for the Harlem Globetrotters, tell us, first of all, how you got the name.
Well, the name itself, it came from my family. I am Meadowlark Lemon the Fourth. And my kid at home, he's Meadowlark Lemon the Fifth.
Well, how about the first three? Were they basketball players?
No athletes at all. I am the first, and my son is the second. Great athlete, believe me.
Meadowlark, tell us about some of the routines that you go through with the Globetrotters, like putting the ball under your jersey, keeping it away from the opposition, hiding it behind your back, the ball handling routine, the ball rolling down your arm. What do you have to do here? Do you practice these routines a lot, or do you do it just in the games themselves?
Well, you don't really have to just practice. You have to live it. And I've been living this type of thing for the past 11 years. I carry it to the dinner table with me. I carry it home with me. I carry it to my hotel room at night. And this is something that I live. I'm always trying to figure out a new routine or a new gag.
Freddie Neal, you being the dribbling ace of the Harlem Globetrotters, what sort of talent does this take, other than having, of course, the excellent ball control that you do? In other words, do you have to practice this a lot, or do you just practice going along in the regular schedule of games that you play so many of?
Well, yes, Joe, from time to time, you know, like we have an hour or so before the game, we usually go out and shoot around. I usually work on my dribbling, you know, in different routines and try to, you know, suit my own personality. In doing my dribbling, well, Meadowlark and most of the older fellows, they help me out quite a bit.
I noticed, Freddie, that you have rather long fingers. Is it with the fingertips that you do most of the dribbling, or how much of the fingertips as opposed to the palm do you use?
Well, I don't use the palm. I use my fingertips, as mostly in the fingertips, because in the palm you can't control it as well as with the fingertips.
I see. Meadowlark, how do you stand the grind of playing so many basketball games a year?
Well, I don't know, really. Actually, I feel that I have been fortunate. I'm not very big, but now for the past 11 years, I've had a few headaches, stomach trouble. I've been sick from time to time, a few broken bones, well, fractured bones, I should say. And I haven't missed a game in 11 years here in the United States. Mm. I have missed two abroad.
Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to be with you, Meadowlark Lemon and Freddie Neal, the Harlem Globetrotters, and thank you very much. This is Joe Pellegrino in Washington for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I called my State Farm agent. Hey, Phil, he said, I sure hope you're satisfied with the low cost of your State Farm fire and casualty homeowners policy. Yeah, I said, it's perfect protection for my sprawling ranch house. Ranch house, he said? I thought your house had two stories. That, Ralph, is the reason I called you.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
That was the Fool on the Hill. By the sounds of our times, this week industrialist Norton Simon bought a Renoir painting, Le Pont des Arts, at a New York auction for the record price of $1,550,000. That's dollars, friends. Mr. Simon, who was in Los Angeles, did his bidding by long-distance telephone. The action took more than 7 minutes. I wonder if the operator called him back afterwards with time and charges.
Hey, what fell?
The temperature.
It's a good thing I put DuPont Xerox antifreeze in my car. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
Now, a little advice from the Oak Flooring Institute for anyone looking at new homes this weekend. Be inquisitive. It may save you money. For example, if you're looking at a house with wall-to-wall carpeting, ask about the grade of the carpet and what's underneath the carpet. All carpeting wears out. Some carpeting wears out faster than others. And if there's only a concrete or plywood subfloor under it, you'll be paying for new carpeting before long. If your new home has oak floors, of course, there's no problem. Exposed or carpeted, beautiful oak floors will last for the life of your home. For your new home, insist on oak, the floor with a future. In Douglas, Arizona, your station is KAWT. Wherever you're listening, stay tuned for more of Sunday Afternoon Monitor. I'm Saturday Afternoon Rayburn.
Stop! Don't touch that dial! We'll be back on Monitor in just a while. On NBC.
Now, Macy's biggest glove sale in 30 years. Now, save 25 to 44% on women's imported luxury leather gloves. Hundreds of styles, sale priced $4.50 to $9.50 at Macy's now.
Yay, hooray, I'm going back to school.
Are you crazy? You want to go back to school? Tell me what's so great about school.
Lunchtime. That's when my mom takes me to Wetson's for lunch. My mom treats me to the different Wetson's food every day.
Gee, do you think your mom can use an extra kid?
Don't move, just leave your dial, Mama. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while, Mama. Here's Monitor.
I'm your host, Gene Rayburn, on this October 13th. See, last Monday, just before the start of the fifth game of the World Series, something may have caught your ear, an unusual rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. We'll hear an interview with a young man whose singing of our national anthem caused a lot of comment. His name is Jose Feliciano. Also in this half hour, a report on Apollo 7 and a Ring Around the World report from Washington. Here's a new one by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet called A Break at Love.
You never doubt. But the only break I get is a broken heart. But the only break I get is a broken heart. All I need is a break at love. You never doubt the kind of love that you dream of. a kind of love that makes you scream and shout. But the only break I get is a broken heart. But the only break I get is a broken heart. All I want is a break with you, the chance to win a love that's true. Heaven knows I am overdue for a break at home. All I want is a break in love. All I want is a break in love.
For 1969, Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford. It's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing. Ford. It's the going thing. It's the going thing. Yeah.
Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Here with a report from Washington is NBC News congressional correspondent Robert McCormick.
This session of Congress, the second session of the 90th Congress, started off like all other sessions of Congress with all sorts of good resolutions. Its leaders said it would act with great dispatch, quickly pass whatever legislation it considered essential, and then adjourn by the 1st of July. Well, that's what the leaders said. It's all in the record. But this session of Congress is ending up, like all other sessions of Congress, in an inglorious mess. Actually, since it came back to work in January, Congress has put through a great deal of legislation. A 10% surtax on income, an omnibus anti-crime bill, gun controls, open housing, truth in lending, a package of education measures, and a whole raft of conservation laws that may turn out to be of truly historic importance. More is the pity, then, that it winds up in a series of screeching fights with President Johnson over the nomination of Abe Fortas as Chief Justice, over the American-sponsored treaty to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons, and over the question of whether to permit television debates between Nixon, Humphrey, and Wallace. This last fight started the rebellion against adjournment last Friday, although the argument had become academic since candidate Nixon had said flatly that he has no intention of participating in such debates. But then the wrangle over adjournment degenerated into a simple question of persuading enough campaigning congressmen to come back to Washington to constitute a quorum so Congress could legally quit for the season. Well, assuming the House can muster a sufficient number of members to adjourn tomorrow, it will be 3.5 months later than congressional leaders said that it would be. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Ring around the world, close-ups of people and events at home and abroad. Now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other night, an old friend comes up to me in the street and says, "Hey, Phil, is it really true that State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer, has such low rates that you have plenty of money left over every month?" "Right," I says. "Good," he says. "Then give me that $5 you owe me."
For your home, your car, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Here's Maggie Flynn by Hugo and Luigi's Orchestra and Chorus. Thank you.
Temperature just fell. Got to get some antifreeze.
Get DuPont Xerox antifreeze. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
This country's first manned space flight in nearly 2 years blasted off Friday, as you know. We'll have a report on the current status of Apollo 7 in 1 minute here on the Monitor Beacon.
Take a moment to check your car registration. If your registration expires in October, you've only a short time left to renew. If you have not received a renewal application by mail, go to your nearest New York State Motor Vehicle Department issuing office today. You can fill out a paper application at the Motor Vehicle Office. Bring the renewal stub from your present registration, showing that your car has been inspected during the past 12 months. Then you won't be driving illegally on November 1st. Right in the middle of the day, there's me, Jim Gerhardt. And once you find me, you'll never let me go.
Is that a chicken joke?
Well, I'm used to that. Men, women, and children crying for Gerhardt. But don't you cry. I'm yours. Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on WNBC, Radio 66, New York. WNBC, Radio 66, New York. This is NBC News, the flight of Apollo 7. This is Jay Barbree reporting from the NBC News Apollo Space Center. Astronauts Wallace Shorah, Don Eisele, and Walt Cunningham are over the Pacific Ocean on their 34th trip around Earth. All of Apollo 7's equipment is working well, but there has been an unusual minor problem with the spacecraft's radio receiving equipment. During the last pass over the United States, the Apollo astronauts picked up some music. Command pilot Wallace Shorah reported to the capsule communicator, astronaut Jack Swackard in Mission Control, he was hearing this tune.
Roger, we copy your switch position.
Roger, are you playing music, Jack?
Negative.
You play a song, Steve West did, where angels fear the tread, that's on the way back. There is some real good music up there.
It isn't me.
Okay.
Since the report, flight controllers have been trying to locate the source of the music. Earlier, the astronauts picked up an insurance commercial. Just how the music and commercials are filtering into the Apollo is a mystery, but FM or television stations are suspect. The Apollo's VHF radio receivers are in the same range, but not the same frequency. Anyway, it's an amusing problem for three astronauts who are riding the Apollo around and around the Earth. Jay Barbree reporting from the NBC News Apollo Space Center.
Monitor goes everywhere, doesn't it? Now an Olympic brief. All three of the United States entries in the Olympic 100-meter dash advanced to the second round today. Charlie Green won the first heat in 10 seconds flat to tie the listed world record. Olympic favorite Jimmy Hines captured the second heat in 10-2. Both Green and Hines have pending records of 9-9. And Mel Pender advanced by taking second in 10-3 in the fourth heat. Now, speaking of runners, running a mile against some of the world's best athletes is a physically torturing experience for an athlete, especially at the high altitude in Mexico City. And the last thing an Olympic miler needs is to be bothered with dry, chapped lips. That's why Chapstick Lip Balm was selected for use by the U.S. Olympic teams to protect their lips from the effects of the hot Mexican sun and wind. And it's medicated, too, to help heal dry, chapped lips. Look for Chapstick in the familiar black and white tube. And don't take your lips anywhere without it.
Peabody. Qui a fait cent ans de guerre du côté anglais est un fantôme féroce qui ne me pardonne pas d'avoir choisi pour mes âmes un mari François. Et Mortimer toutes les nuits en colère me crie: que fais-tu là? Mon ancêtre Mortimer Peabody, a perdu une autre guerre contre les Français. Il s'est si bien habitué au ciel de sa vie, il ne peut plus le quitter, même pour une nuit. Quand je vais à
Petula Clark with Cafe Tula 3-4, Petula. Alors, here's some advice for house hunters from the Oak Flooring Institute. Buying a house with carpeting could be like buying a pig in a poke. I'm not too sure what a pig in a poke is, but I do know this expression means you aren't sure what you're getting. That's why it's a good idea if you're looking at carpeted houses to ask what's under the wall-to-wall. But if there's only a subfloor of plywood or concrete, beware. Why? Well, carpeting wears out. When there's no permanent floor under it, that carpeting has to be replaced, which is going to cost you quite a bundle. But if your new home has an oak floor, you have a floor that will last the life of your home. And you have a floor that's right in step with the latest style trends. Leading interior designers today show a strong preference for the look of gleaming oak floors with interesting, colorful area rugs. Oak floors help your house retain its resale value, too. When you buy a house, know what you're getting. If it's carpeted, be sure to ask what's underneath. Insist on a permanent floor, an oak floor.
Only for Lovers, that rendition, new by Roger Williams. In the news this week was an unusual rendition of a song. Odd that could make the news, but the song was our national anthem, by tradition sung before all major sporting events. It's a difficult song to sing, and usually the job is done by an operatic voice. At the Democratic National Convention in Miami Beach, Aretha Franklin gave us our first public soul version. This past Monday, Jose Feliciano, a 22-year-old blind singer originally from Puerto Rico, played and sang the Star-Spangled Banner his way. Some, who also liked his hit recording, Light My Fire, thought it was great. Some didn't like it. Jerry Roy interviewed Jose Feliciano in Las Vegas.
Well, Jose, tell us of the events that led to how you happened to be invited to sing the national anthem in Detroit.
Well, a very well-known sportscaster in Detroit, Mr. Ernie Harwell, asked me to sing the Star-Spangled Banner for the World Series. And I guess I said yes, that I would do it, and accepted the invitation.
Since the song has always been delivered in the same fashion, it seems as though it's always been the big voice delivery. Did the thought enter your mind that there would be a discussion of your rendition?
No. As a matter of fact, I had no thoughts of controversial attitudes about the song. I just did it as a genuine thing because I felt it, and I wanted to express my feelings about America.
You know, I was just going to ask you how you would describe the rendition that you gave the Star-Spangled Banner.
Well, I really can't describe it either because, I don't know, I guess when you play something and you sing it, when they ask you to describe it, it's very hard because when you interpret it, you're not really interested in descriptions, you know. You're more interested in delivering the song.
I know that there was quite a murmur of the crowd behind you, the thousands of people that were sitting there waiting for the game to get started, and all of a sudden there you were, singing the Star-Spangled Banner with obvious sincerity and meaning to you. Did you feel that they were accepting your rendition at the moment?
Well, I think at first they were shocked a little bit because I did not start with a traditional melody. But then after a while, after I started singing it and getting into it a little more, I think they accepted it and they applauded us. And I was very happy. And all I can say is that to those people who might have misconstrued the way I did the Star-Spangled Banner, I'm very sorry that they feel that way, because I love this country. I know a lot of people are not criticized for some of the things that they do, such as looting and burning the cities and ruining America that way. At least I feel I haven't done that, and I'm thankful for that.
Jose, your rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner was quite a departure from the norm. For those who didn't hear it at the World Series game in Detroit, let's listen.
The home of the brave. Yeah, yeah.
Jose for being our guest.
It's my pleasure.
This is Jerry Roy in Las Vegas reporting for Monitor.
Gene Rayburn for Monitor, back after NBC News on the hour.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
As usual, the latest dividend on regular savings account at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, is 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. But now, for the first time, laws have been changed, permitting the Dime to provide greater flexibility than ever before by offering two different ways to earn dividends. In addition to the regular savings account, the Dime offers a new kind of account called the Day of Deposit to Day of Withdrawal Dividend Account, earning the latest dividend of 4.75% a year from the day you deposit your money to the day you withdraw it, provided you keep the account open. Dividends are added and compounded quarterly, just like with regular savings accounts. For information about these two convenient ways to earn dividends, also for postage-free forms to open your account, write Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. That's Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. Remember, the Greenacre Shopping Center office in Valley Stream is open weekdays till 9 p.m., Saturdays till 6 p.m. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
Keeping up with Long John Neville means you've made it late for work. Long John Neville, midnights on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.